Brothers and sisters, and all those members who are attending this service through GCN and internet, and there are also church members who were turned away at the airport, even though they wanted to come here. Brothers and sisters, this past June 13, I preached at the Wednesday service under the title Treasure of Treasures. I explained what it is that we believe. First, what we believe is the words of God. Second, what we believe is God's power accompanied by the words. I believe you had time to think about what we have believed, what we are believing now, and what we will believe. Today, I'd like to share what kind of faith is the treasure of all treasures. On July 25th, 1982, this church started off with an opening service. The confessions of faith our shepherd made back in those days have come to fruition and become realized. Our beloved shepherd has gone over mountains and crossed the seas, proclaiming the living God with marvelous power all over the world. And we become a church that is shouting out the gospel of holiness to the whole world. In this end time, when sins and evil thrive, we are defeating the enemy devil and Satan with God's marvelous power and carrying out the ministry of saving all peoples. Brothers and sisters, on July 30th, 2012, we celebrated the 30th anniversary of the church opening. At the time, our beloved shepherd reminded us of what kind of faith is the treasure of all treasures. These days, Mom Min is going through a trial of blessing greater than any other one we've gone through since this church was founded. At this point, I'd like to share with you God's words delivered by the shepherd and examine how close we are to the kind of faith which is the treasure of all treasures. I want you to pay attention to this message as if you are listening to the shepherd himself and engrave in your heart how our shepherd has demonstrated his faith through these. Brothers and sisters, spiritual faith is faith which is given by God from above. We read in Mark chapter 9, verses 23 and 24, and Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes." Immediately, also we find in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, "Because of the littleness of your faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and you will move, and nothing will be impossible to you." As said in these verses, we cannot have spiritual faith on our own. Brothers and sisters, let me ask you several questions today. Before you came to this church, did you ever know that there are living faith and dead faith? Did you know that with dead faith, one cannot enter heaven no matter how many times he calls out, "Lord, Lord"? Did you know that faith grows just as a seed grows into a tree by farmer's care? Let's say you did know there were great faith and small faith, but did someone teach you how to grow your faith into great faith? Did you have assurance that you could be admitted into heaven with your faith? When I asked myself these questions, I couldn't say yes to any one of them. What about you, Mami members? Whatever your answer is, I believe that now, all Mami members, including even little children, are able to boldly answer all these questions. I want you to engrave once again how much all of us have been blessed through teachings from our beloved shepherd. I want you to engrave once again this grace in your heart. Brothers and sisters, for the last 36 years, Mami members have been instructed with the spiritual revelations our shepherd received from God through countless hours of prayer and fasting. He himself has set a good example in taking steps of faith and guided us through. And he's taught us how to cry out in prayer and how to fight against sins to the point of shedding blood. He also explicitly told us how we can possess spiritual faith, which is the treasure of all treasures. First, we have to live by the word and and live in the light and ask according to His will. Next, we have to prepare a proper vessel according to the justice. Then, God grants us spiritual faith. As we are going through this time of blessing, I'd like you to check how much you've lived in the light according to the shepherd's teachings. I urge you to examine whether you have spiritual love, understand and serve one another, whether you don't pass judgment and condemnation, and whether you stay all the more faithful with faith in God's goodwill. Also, you have to check whether you are preparing a proper vessel according to the justice. That proper vessel is to put trust in our shepherd. It is to believe Father God loves and ensures our shepherd and works with His marvelous power. When we perfectly obey the words of the shepherd based on that perfect trust, we can come forth as beautiful fruits of New Jerusalem. If you indeed trust Him, you believe in God's goodwill without looking at the reality. Seeing everything with the eyes of faith, you live each day in faithfulness and obedience. These days, many of you are living so. Especially, I'd like to thank Mrs. Pongnim Lee, who's setting a good example. I'm so thankful. She's always offering fasting. Since April, she's been offering morning fasting. And she's also recently led the Divine Healing meeting. She also leads the afternoon prayer meeting and Daniel prayer meeting. I was so proud of her. Now, by God's will, I'm serving at the Mamim Prayer Center. Whilst Mrs. Pongnim Lee was away, I preach at Mamim Prayer Center, also lead prayer meetings there. While fasting, and on Fridays, another pastor comes to preach at the Mamim Prayer Center, but from Monday through Thursday, I've fasted and led the prayer meetings and prayed for the sick people. Sometimes I found myself covered in cold sweat, so I could understand, I could figure out the heart of Mrs. Pongnim Lee. I realized how faithfully she's been serving for the last, for all these years. So I felt so humbled. Brothers and sisters, if you indeed love God, you display deeds of obeying His commandments. Faith without deeds is dead faith and cannot bring about any kind of work. Just as Pastor Sujin Lee emphasized, faith with deeds is true faith. We read in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1, the wicked flee when no one is pursuing. Personally, I like this verse because I want to achieve this verse in my heart. Because, you know, Pastor has... Because senior pastor has perfectly kept the words of God, he's made confessions of faith no matter the situation and manifested numerous works of power as the evidence. As I shared this testimony before, I remember the very first summer retreat of this church. On that day, the next morning we had to depart for the summer retreat venue, but there came a downpour with thunders and lightning. It was 4:30 a.m. Senior pastor was leading the dawn prayer meeting, and students, because they had to leave early in the morning, they came to church earlier and was preparing themselves in the sanctuary, and we were... So the students together offered the dawn prayer meeting, and senior pastor proclaimed, even when it was close to our departure time, it was still raining. The senior pastor said, students, outside it's raining so hard, but if we pray together, and if I pray for that, do you believe that the rain will stop? And I think students have to answer loudly, do you believe? Even though the number of students at the time was much smaller, I think our voice was much louder. And we finished prayer. So, as soon as we finished prayer, we expect something to change. But still, the rain was coming with thunders and lightning. But even so, senior pastor proclaimed, students, we've just finished praying, but it's still raining with lightning and thunder. But if you obey, pack your, bring your baggage and step down. The rain will stop. Just go down. Later on, as I, he was like a lion. He was bold as a lion. Beloved shepherd always acted by the word because he had faith from above. You know, it was still raining with lightning and thunder outside. Even so, he proclaimed that, do you believe the rain will stop if you go down? Who could make such proclamation? As the head of the student mission, I came down in obedience. You know, in just 20 to 30 seconds, while we were going down the steps, the rain had already stopped. Even after that, we had signs and wonders, and we happily spent. We had a wonderful summer retreat. A spiritual faith, which is the treasure of all treasure, is faith by which we can even obey something impossible to. With spiritual faith, we can obey whatever God commands, even if that doesn't agree with our thoughts, because we believe that God is our loving Father who desires to give us what is the best. Who comes to your mind when you hear the word obedience? I think Abraham trusted in God's will. He believed that even if Isaac would die, God could bring him back to life. Moreover, he was moved by the fact that God trusted him and even gave him such a command. God was delighted by Abraham's obedience, called him his friend, and set him up as the father of faith, and fulfilled all the promises he made to Abraham. As I prepare this message, I realized that God trusted Abraham, God puts his trust in our shepherd and my men. He trusted mommy members. I had such conviction. How we are now going through this situation. Unless Father God trusts us, unless Father God trusts our shepherd, he could not have allowed such a blessing. But he allowed such a blessing because he truly puts his trust in us. So how should we pass this time of blessing? So we have to be moved by the fact that Father God trusts us. And just as Abraham did, we have to overcome this time of blessing and move forward vigorously. Brothers and sisters, can you feel Abraham's trust and faith in Father God? Can you? Yes, I believe many of you can say amen. It's because you are spending this time of blessing the same way Abraham endured his trial. You are expecting with eyes of faith what kind of blessing will be given, believing in God's goodwill. And you know why Father God allowed such a time of blessing. Even Christians, Could they understand such heart of Abraham? Because they failed to figure out his heart, they have misunderstanding and judgment. But only those who've achieved such heart of Abraham could figure out his heart completely. Who would that be? It's our shepherd. Our Father God of love permitted such tests to our shepherd as well in the early days of this church, and he passed the test wonderfully and has only lived a life of obedience to this day. I'm also one of those who were at the scene. I was there when his three daughters and a young man revived from the carbon monoxide poisoning. Preparing this sermon, I was reminded of what is written in Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile an account of the things accomplished among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and servants of the word, it seemed fitting for me as well, having investigated everything carefully from the beginning, to write it out for you in consecutive order, most excellent, so that you may know the exact truth about the things you have been taught. The Lord's disciple recorded the first steps of the Lord in this manner. I also, at the scene, I was the witness, so I can testify to what happened. Briefly, let me explain what happened. Pastor Hyung-kun Chu also mentioned this while he was delivering a sermon, but even the same incident could be written in a different way. So, likewise, my point of view may be different from Pastor Hyung-kun Chu's point of view. It was the Lunar New Year holiday season. Even that holiday season, at that time, we offered all Friday online service. Senior pastor didn't say we have to skip Friday online service because it's the holiday season. We had such a fervent passion back at the time, I believe. After the Friday online service was over, people were shouting from the basement, and they carried four men from the basement floor to the sanctuary, and a senior pastor was saying goodbye to church members, and Pastor Hyung-kun Chu was, there was, senior pastor was standing at the front of the sanctuary saying goodbye to the church members, and people were shouting, carrying four men to the second floor. Senior pastor was standing still, looking at what happened. He didn't rush to his daughters, "My daughter," but he was standing still. And they laid his daughters and a young man on the floor. I don't remember who, in which order they lay the four men. The senior pastor just silently looked at the scene, standing still. I still remember his facial expression. He didn't look he didn't look surprised or shocked at all. He didn't even look shocked. He was just, he looked, he didn't look emotional. He looked resolute, I have to say. He was standing still. You know, imagine this. His three daughters were dying. He was their physical father. They were foaming at the mouth. Even so, senior pastor didn't rush to them and touch their body, but he was standing still, looking at them, and he turned back, stepped onto the altar, and do you remember what kind of prayer he offered? He said, "Father, I thank you. I'm thankful that you didn't let them live on this earth, but bring them to heaven where there's no sorrow or tears. But please save that young man, because we've just founded this church, so it would be such a big disgrace if that young man dies, so he offered up such a prayer, came down. The first person he prayed on was young man. You know, people say, he didn't went to his own daughter. Instead, he went to that young man to pray for him. This is true love. In an emergency, we can feel the true nature of a person. During times of trial, we can see one's faith, one's true nature. In such an emergency, senior pastor revealed her true love for his flock. So he walked over to that young man and began to pray. And as soon as they received prayer, as if nothing had happened, they began to wake up and came back to normal. You know, as you can see, the three daughters are sitting there and serving as pastors. Even at this moment, our beloved shepherd is wonderfully marching on in obedience, only believing in Father God's goodwill. Even though he has no blemish or spot, he is fulfilling the justice with love and sacrifice to accomplish the world evangelization which God commanded and to fulfill God's will and his providence in the end time. It's because we are living in the generation in which sins and evil thrive, and it has become really difficult for a person to seek God on his own, accept Jesus Christ, and receive salvation. Also, he's enduring the justice to fulfill his confession of faith. All those gathered here are the fruits of New Jerusalem. Throughout the 36-year history of Ma Min, he's only demonstrated deeds of obedience and trust. When God commanded him to go, he went. When God commanded him to stop, he stopped. Now, it's time that we, Ma Min members, also display the deeds of obedience. You know, 2 weeks ago, Pastor Han Sung told us that there's a way to distinguish. He talked about students. So when a teacher is away for a moment, if we look at the students, we can see whether they really want to study or not. You know, back in school days, we remember teachers leaving the classroom for a moment, and some students stop studying, while other students shout out because they are happy without the teacher. And still others, they just lay back and they become lax. And, you know, some students begin to chat with others. The worst case is they walk around the classroom and hinder other students from studying. But there are also students who keeps on studying without wavering. Such students are exemplary students. Even while senior pastor is not here with us, Joshua chapter 6 verse 10 says, "But Joshua commanded the people saying, 'You shall not shout nor let your voice be heard, nor let a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I tell you, shout, when then you shall shout.' As said, our shepherd proclaimed the spiritual realm. It was a time when Israelites were at the threshold of the Canaan land. And Father God told them the strategy. He told them to follow His strategy. He commanded them to march around the city of Jericho seven times. Have you ever heard this strategy? Father God's strategy was so unique. But think about this. When Father God commanded them to march around the city, there were the Israelites, It was long and distant, in distance. Can you imagine such a huge crowd marching around that long distance? They were marching around, and nothing happens. They march around second time, still nothing happens. Three times they marched around. They might have thought, what is Joshua doing? What we are doing? Should we stone him? Should we do something about him? Should we shout or do anything else? People could have involved their fleshly thoughts like this. But even in that situation, Father God told them to shout. And when they were united in obeying God's command, the city of Jericho finally crumbled down. And their marching around the city brought great fear to the residents in the city of Jericho. You know, they could have come out of the city and attacked them. In accomplishing the world evangelization, Senior Pastor didn't give in to threats of terror, nor did he step back in the face of threats of deportation or imprisonment. As a result, God was greatly glorified. The important thing is obedience. This is what Father God wants from us. Moses. Father God set up Joshua, and Israelites obeyed him. So there is order set up by God, so he had to calmly obey, so that we can see God's great glory in the end. As brothers and sisters, spiritual faith, which is the treasure of treasures, is faith that never changes. With spiritual faith, we would remain unchanged even in the face of difficulties or even with passing of a long time. We would never change. Even though God's answer seems to be delayed for a long time, we wouldn't waver or suspect that God doesn't answer us. You know, if you're, let's say your children doubt you, will you really give me the thing that you promised? And they, are you sure you will give me the thing that you promised? Then, how would parents feel? I don't think I have to answer that. The same goes to Father God. He has human nature. It's very, but occasionally, God-appointed time may differ from our desired time. In waiting for God's answer for a problem, some impatient people set a specific point in time, and if their waiting is prolonged, they feel frustrated and discouraged, and even doubt that God will answer them. God could have prevented Daniel from being thrown into a lion's den. He could have protected his three friends from being thrown into a burning furnace. Also, God could have answered Abraham when he finished his preparation for the burnt offering. But God's answer came at the very moment Abraham raised his sword to kill his son. So we wait for God's time, and we expect that. And God is glorified all the more greatly through reversal. When a person passes such a trial blessing, God pays him back with marvelous blessings, and the enemy, devil, and Satan cannot bring any accusations regarding this. We've kept unchanging faith in God's providence. We've prayed We prayed every day without ceasing to accomplish the vision. But it hasn't always been smooth sailing. Sometimes we felt like we were walking down a bumpy and rough road or standing on the edge of a cliff. We found ourselves in a bleak situation. Even while going through such tribulations, our shepherd searched for God's will and didn't waver even a little bit with his faith in God's promise. Back in 1992, he had excessive bleeding. Even when that happened, he only sought God's will. Pastor Hyun-Chul Chu also shared about this when he was preaching. And one of the church members heard that testimony, and he came over to me and shared his own experience. He said, one of the church members shared his own experience about the bleeding. When he heard that senior pastor revived from excessive bleeding, he was so surprised because he himself had been in a life or death situation with excessive bleeding. He said, many years ago, when I was in my late 30s, the cartilage in my nose grew abnormally and caused nasal congestion, so I had to undergo surgery. With this after the fact, I suffered from nosebleed on several occasions and barely stopped the nose from bleeding. But one early morning, I had nosebleed that didn't stop. I was taken to the emergency room with a basin under my nose. The medical staff stopped the bleeding. It was accompanied by a strong headache and dizziness. With severe nausea, I almost had no appetite. I once tried eating porridge, but even bringing a spoon to my mouth was a big challenge. I remember being covered in sweat while eating. So, he is a healthy man. He wasn't once we shed most of our blood, without blood transfusion, it's impossible for us to get on our feet and shake hands with people and talk with them like our shepherd did. I talked about this with Pastor Hyun-Gun Chu. At the time, Pastor Chu was waiting on him because they didn't know when the bleeding would stop. So as soon as senior pastor started bleeding, they brought a basin under his face. When you have a blood donation, you give 500 milligrams. Those who have donated blood, after you donate blood, you feel dizzy. I don't know how much blood is necessary for us to sustain life, but after we shed a specific amount of blood, we begin to feel dizzy and we begin to fall into a coma. And this person I'm talking about, he came to. So he confessed that it was difficult for him to praise and pray because when we praise, we have to take a deep breath. Also, he couldn't pray with a loud voice. He felt he had much discomfort, but he came to Mommy Prayer Center, received Father God's prophetic word, and so I also personally gave him counseling and prayed for him with a handkerchief. And while on his way back home, he remembered Father God's grace. He shed tears. And as soon as he shed tears, he felt his nose, he felt so refreshed without a blockage in his nose. So nowadays, he praises God to his content.
환자들만 오는 줄 알았어요. 그랬더니 아니네요. 하면서 이렇게 고백을 하셨습니다.
Nowadays, he still attends the mommy prayer center, even though he is not a patient. So he comes to attend the mommy prayer center and listens to Mrs. Bong Nim Lee's message. He also attends the afternoon prayer meeting.
그래서 절대로 졸 수도 없고 조는 분 있으면 제가 가서 기도해 드리고 이렇게 하면서
So he received he was empowered to pray better.
받으시더라고요. 분명히 그와 같은 것들을 보고 있습니다. 자, 이런 죽음의 생사를 넘나드는
Even though senior pastor was in such a life or death situation, senior pastor only relied on Father God. Senior pastor has remained unchanged for the last 36 years, but he was bold as a lion before enemy devil. And he showed great mercy towards his church members. Let me conclude the message. God's plan of obtaining true children through the human cultivation was conceived before the time began. The Almighty God, who knows everything in advance, set up our senior pastor as our shepherd, established Mamim Church, and entrusted us with the precious duty to wrap up the human cultivation. There can never be mistakes in whatever God does. What God has planned since before the time began and His will towards this church will surely be fulfilled without fail. Also, our shepherd's confession, all those gathered here are the first of the New Jerusalem, is to be fulfilled as well. Our loving Father God has been guiding us to the way of blessing to ensure our shepherd's confession of faith. He's been guiding us through to ensure, to guarantee our shepherd's confession. So far, we've gone over what spiritual faith is. First, it's faith God gives us from above. Second, it is faith by which we can even obey something impossible to obey. Third, it is faith that never changes no matter the situation, but hope for the blessing. Beloved church members, I urge all of you to possess this kind of faith and come forth as beautiful fruits of New Jerusalem. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents, restore their ruptured and broken bones, restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.